Okay, today's daf is Maseches Tamid, daf Chavav, as today's the first full day of Maseches Tamid. Yesterday we finished Maseches Kinim, started Maseches Tamid, and today's daf is sponsored, L'Zecher Nishmas, Eliezer, Leib, Ben Yehuda, Louis Lester Levine, Olav HaShalom, whose 20th yard site begins tonight. We thank the family for the sponsorship, sponsored by the children, his grandchildren, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Again, Eliezer, Leib, Ben Yehuda, whose 20th yard site begins tonight. Okay, so we are on the bottom line of Chaf Hei Amabez, and we are talking about the Kohanim. As we know, this entire Masechta is about the order of activities that take place in the Beis HaMikdash every single night and every single morning, continuing with the Karban Tamid as the central avoda of the morning. That's what the whole Masechta is called, Tamid, even though we have a lot before and after the Tamid that is discussed. As we had yesterday, we had the Mishmaros that occur every night in the Beis HaMikdash, and maybe even every day in the Beis HaMikdash, as we mentioned the Machlokas, Rishonim, whether there was Shmira even Bayom, not like the Rambam. The Rambam and the Chinuch said there's only Shmira Balayla, while the Mefarish right here, and the Svara that the Menchas Chinuch gave was, why not even Bayom? If it's all Lechvot HaBayis, it's not because you're really worried about something, so then why would it only be limited to nighttime? Similar to the idea that we mentioned about the Neros being lit in the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rambam, ironically, even by day, even though here he only says it by night. Okay, so the Kohanim are all sleeping at night. What happens, says the Mishnah, Ira Keri Lechem Mehem, if one of them has a Re'iyah of Keri, so therefore they are Tamei, they cannot do the Avoda that day, they are Tful Yom, so, but how do they get out? They're all sleeping in the Beis HaMokad, this area that's on the north side of the Azara, and they have to make their way out, and also they have to make themselves tahar without embarrassing themselves. So how do we deal with this situation? So the Mishnah says, Yotzei v'holech lo b'mesiba ha'holechas lo tachas habira. So special tunnels that are underneath, that were built originally underneath, Shlomo HaMelech built them underneath the Azara, and even outside the Azara, and the Kohen follows the path all the way out, tachas habira, under the bira. What does that, does the bira mean? Does that mean Beis HaMikdash? Does that mean outside, under the outer courtyards? Either way, there's a tunnel area where he's allowed to go in, and v'neiros dolkin mikanu mikan, and there are candles on either side. Right, one of those shilas that are not that are unanswered. Is there going to be electricity? Lasalavo, when we have the Yibana Beis HaMikdash, it says there are going to be candles. Do we need the candles? Can we just have lights? Electricity, mikan, mikan. Okay. Achu magia la beis atfila. Until they get to the mikvah. Until they get to the beis atfila, is a mikvah, underground mikvah, that the Kohen, who is Roa Keri, is able to go to. Umidura haisa sham. And there was a medura there. There was a big fire there. For what reason? For what reason? So, as we said yesterday, yeah, the reason that there was a medura for them in the Beis HaMokad was to warm them up, according to the most we've shown him, because they had to walk around barefoot, even in the cold Yerushalayim nights. And here, they had to get out of the mikvah. Might be a little chilly. So medura is Hashem, there was a medura there in order for the Kohanim to warm themselves by when they get out. Ubeis HaKisei shel Kavod. And there was a Beis HaKisei of Kavod. What does that mean? There was a bathroom of kavod. Zehaya kvodo. This was its kavod. Matzo na'ul yodea sheishem adam. If you found it, if one found it locked, they tried the door and it was locked. So you know the person's there. Nobody has to say anything. Nobody has to scream out. Someone's in here. We don't have to say that. It's very mechubad. You know, it's locked. And biyadua sheishem adam. Pasuach, if you open biyadua sheishem adam, and therefore one is allowed to go in. I think Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes this in Arach Chaim, talking about when, in general, when anybody, whenever we go to the bathroom, we have to relieve ourselves, we have to try to make sure that it's in a private way, and the door is locked. As a kiyum of this Mishnah. As na'ul biyadua sheishem adam, and therefore, we are acting in a tsanua way. Right? Even in the bathroom, we mentioned many times the Tosfos in Maseches Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph, where Tosfos asks, why is it that when it comes to most mitzvos, if we're mafsik while doing the mitzvah, we have to make a new bracha? If we leave the sukkah and we come back a half an hour later and we had a hesach adas, we didn't have in mind to continue our yeshiva, you have to bring a new bracha. If we take off our tefillin, we wear tefillin by chakras, let's say I want to wear tefillin again by mincha, I put them on, I got to make a new bracha. If I put on a new pair of tzitzis let's say Friday afternoon, so keep to have a separate pair of tzitzis, just make a bracha of the tzitzis. You always make a new bracha whenever you do a mitzvah. And yet, Birchas HaTorah, Tosfos asks, I learn in the morning, I take a break, go to work for a couple hours, lunchtime I take out a sefer, lunchtime I listen to a shir online, and I don't have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. Why not, ask Tosfos, what's the difference? So Tosfos says, oh, you're always thinking about learning. You're always thinking about Torah. Tosfos is lashon of Eino Miyayish Daito. What does that mean? So if you look in the back, the Rosh, and the Mefarshim on the Rosh, on the bottom of the Rosh, the Pepula Charifta and others explain, because there are halachas to follow everywhere. Even in the bathroom, there are halachas to follow. There are halachas to borrow. So therefore, it says, there's never a hefsek. What, it's actual learning and living by my learning, says Tosfos and the Rosh and the Mefarshim there. So here too, there's halachas even in the bathroom. When I go to the bathroom, so there are halachas in terms of how to cleanse oneself, but easy. You walk into the bathroom, we close the door, next time we lock the door, we should think, ah, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaKisei Shel Kavod, there's no need to talk, there's no need to publicize, right? If a person finds it locked, then that is locked. 2 points. There is an interesting ha'ara by the Margolius HaShas, Alderach Drush. Alderach Drush, nice one to take home. What did it say? Pasua Na'ul Yadua She'esham Adam. Pasuach Yadua She'esham Adam. If somebody has a mouth that is closed a lot, right? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Lo Matzasi Guf Tov Yosem Mishtika. Na'ul Yadua She'esham Adam. If a person is not always talking and they can't catch, right? Na'ul. Sometimes we can close our mouths and we can listen to people and we can. We know there's a mensch there. We know there's a gavra there. Pasuach, a person doesn't stop talking for a second. He's just constantly pasuach. So sometimes we have to watch our mouths and realize the primius of a person. Sometimes the best thing to do is not to say something. Okay, that's the agarata for today. The Magalis Hashas related to that line. Why is there a bathroom next to the mikvah? Why is there a bathroom there? So if you look in the Rosh here, the Rosh says, right on the sub base, Akizei Shel Kavod, he quotes the Mishnah in Mikvaos. The Mishnah in Mikvaos tells me, Dezam Masechas Mikvaos, Balkeri Shetaval, Velo Hitel Mayim, L'Kishehitel Mayim Tameh. A Balkeri that goes to the mikvah and was not Matil Mayim, did not urinate before he went into the mikvah, L'Kishehitel Mayim, when he is Matil Mayim afterwards, he's Tameh. Because we assume there is some Keri in with his hatolas mayim, therefore when he goes to the bathroom, when he's matol mayim afterwards, so it's going to ruin what he did. So therefore, before one goes to the mikvah, said the halacha from the Mishnah is that you have to use the bathroom before you go. Lakach asu shan beis hakisei. That's why they made a beis hakisei there. Lahatil mayim kodem tevila, so that everybody should be able to go to the bathroom before they go to the mikvah, and in that way there won't be a problem. So generally, the minhag is also that let's say bisman hazeh, anybody, a woman who has to go to the mikvah, the minhag is to go to the bathroom also beforehand, because if somebody has to go to the bathroom, they might be holding in what they have to go, and there might be issues of chatzitza. Might be issues of somebody might not be comfortable and relaxed and being tovel in the most proper way. So therefore, also the minhag is to go to the bathroom before one goes to the mikvah. If you look at Rashi at the end of Brachas, Rashi seems to say just the opposite. There's a mikvah there because there's a bathroom there. Not that there's a bathroom there because there's a mikvah there. Rashi has the opposite. What came first? Right, says Rashi in Brachas on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis. Rashi says towards the end, says Medura Haisa Sham Ba'azara Hesek Gadol Shel Orlis Chameim Sham Hakonim Hamasichim Raglayim BeBeis Hakisei Shetzrichin Tvila. That's his lashon. Kohanim that have to go to the bathroom Shetzrichin Tvila. They need Tvila. So either way, they work together with each other. Right, the bathroom needs the mikvah, and the mikvah needs the bathroom. Okay, so that tells us in terms of the Balkeri that has to go at night. A ha'ara that we mentioned before, but it's always important to make again, right? The lashon, even for bathroom in Hebrew, is Beis HaKisei, which is the house of the chair. Right, there's as the Rambam says in Mar Nevuchim, the Ramban quotes as the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, there's no dirty words in Lashon HaKodesh. That's what makes it Kodesh. Right, everything is on a high level of kedusha. There's no inherent words for the Eivor HaZachor or the Eivor HaNekeva. There's no separate word for a bathroom. There's no separate word when a husband and wife are together. It says bia, which is just entering in. And that's the gavlus of Lashon HaKodesh. That is not modern Ivrit. Rechman al Islan, there have been words that have been nichnas to the language, but that's not Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh, as the Rambam writes at the beginning of the second parak in Pirkei Avos, it's a mitzvah kawa. Havizarka mitzvah kawa gavachamura, the Rambam says Lashon HaKodesh, speaking Hebrew. Rav Nassan Adler, the Rebbe Lechazam Sofer, only spoke Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh on Shabbos. Shabbos, that was his mita, Lashon HaKodesh. So anyway, here too, we just have that reflected, the fact that it is a base ha-kiseh. So again, matzanol, yodeh sheshem adam, they know somebody there, and if it's pasuach, you know there's no one there, and it can be used. Yorad v'taval, so the Balkari goes down into the mikvah, yorad v'taval, Allah v'nistapag. And then he goes up, and he dries himself, v'nischamim kenegan ha-madura, and he dries himself, and he warms himself up next to the madura, next to the fire. Again, every line here is discussed various details. First of all, so he goes down, Yard V'Taval. The Mefarish here points out, usually we don't go to the mikvah Balayla. Usually there's no mikvah Balayla, and yet here this is a mikvah, right, there's a tefillah, even Balayla. Right, says the Mefarish, right, towards the end of the skinny lines. Says v'haditzan b'meseches Megillah. Doesn't the Mishnah say in Megillah daf chaf lo mazin v'lo tovlin ela bayom? Tefillah is only done by yom. So how do we allow this kohen to go by Laila? Remember, he's not going to be able to do the avodah the next day anyway. It's going to be a tefillah. He's got to wait till shkia the next day. Right, he's a tefillah yom. So what is he going to the mikvah? Hainu, when do we say that tefillah is only by yom? Hainu b'chay v'tefillah shetzrichin svira. Chayve tefila that need a svira, sviras tara, that's who we say does not go to them, not go to the mikvah at night. Kimo tame meis, o zav, o mitzora. They all go to the mikvah on day 7. And then they wait for, harev shemesh. Ukshiyagia yom zayin, the safar mixaso yitpo. Right, when they have mixaso yom kakulo on day 7, then they go to the mikvah. The saka daitach, Hamina hoav a laila achar ayom maschlas a laila avishvi kamash malan din tefila adav ayom. Right, that's why you might have thought that even nighttime is mixiyam kagula kamash malan. Right, we just had that. Right, why does the Rama say that on Lag BaOmer one is allowed to shave only by day? You can't shave leil Lag BaOmer. Right, because mixiyam kagula is only by yom, not by laila. You can shave in the morning, but not of in the day. Because it says v'safar las shivas yamim v'lo leilos. So that's why those have a need for tefila by yom. But here, this isn't. There's no minion here. Balkari is only tamei la yomei. So therefore, one could even go to the mikvah at night. So yarev v'tavol, he goes down. Allah v'nis topic, and he comes up and he dries himself. V'nis chamim kenegan a madura, and he goes sits next to the madura. Ba v'yashavlo eitz alachav akonim, and then he goes and sits with his brethren, the other kohanim, acha hayu sha'arim niftachim, eft until the gates open. So the gates open, meaning he goes back in the middle of the night, this happens, he runs out, he goes to the mikvah, runs back, and he's with the kohanim for the rest of the night, yotzei v'holichlo, and then he goes where? Yotzei v'holichlo? Where does he go? So the Mefarish again says, he goes home. He goes home, right? I guess it's all busy in the morning. Everybody's running in and out. So then he can make his disappearance. He can't do the avodah that day. So if he wants to go home for a day, right? Come back that night, do the avodah the next day. But Yosef Olachlo, we'll get back to that in a minute. But let's just go in order first. So it's Olav in his tapak. There is a big discussion in the Achronim. The Achronim are the ones that really made this sugya, popular. And we'll start with the Kesef Mishnah. We'll just mention the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Avos HaTuma. When we go to the mikvah, person goes to the mikvah, at what moment is he or she tahar? When does the tahara kick in? Is it while they're in the mikvah underneath the water? Is that when tahara kicks in? Or is it as they leave the mikvah? Bi aliyaso min hamikvah, that's when the tahara takes place. That is a big discussion in the Achronim, and the Kesef Mishnah is v'dayik it from one language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, the end of the sixth parak of Shar Avos HaTumos, the Rambam says, Hanogeya be'av me'avos HaTumos, ha'mushlach b'toch ha'mikvah. If somebody is touching an avatuma that is in the mikvah, kegon, nevela, o sheretz, o mishkav, right, mishkav azav, shahayi b'mikvah. Let's say there was a flotation device that the azav was sitting on, and it's in the mikvah. Right, that's mishkav azav. And it's made from a davar makabel tuma. We're not getting the plastic now, what the material plastic is. But it's made from a davar makabel tuma, some type of cushion. V'nagabo, and somebody in the mikveh touches her, he's a tummy. Shenemar achmayan ubar mikveh maim yetahar v'anogeh b'nevlasam tiyitma. And we darshan afilu kishayin betocha mikveh mitamin. Even when they're in the mikveh, it's mitame. U'kishaya'ale min ha-mikveh ze'hanogeya yitar. And when this nogeya leaves the mikveh, u'kishaya'ale min ha-mikveh yitar, then it'll become tame. Says the Kesef Mishnah, oh, you know what you see from that lashon? U'kishaya'ale min ha-mikveh nogeya tahar. Says the Kesef Mishnah right here, v'nire mitoch devarim, shahatam b'bnei she'in ha-tame nitar ela ba'aliyaso me'ha-mikveh, lo ba'odo b'toch ha-mikveh. That's the Kesef Mishnah right here. Avot Tuma Perek Vav Halacha Tes Zayin. That's the Kesef Mishnah. The other Achronim point out it's not such a strong raya. The Rambam is talking about a problematic case. That's what the Rambam says when you go out because you're touching an Avot Tuma in the mikvah. If you're touching an Avot Tuma in the mikvah, you're obviously not tar in the mikvah. But it could be that in a case we have a regular case, maybe you are tar in the mikvah. Either way, that is an important halacha, the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. If you look in the continuation. Then maybe the Kesef Mishnah also gets it from here. V'chein zav shedaras ala mishkav shumunach b'mikvah, a zav that creates a medrash azav in the mikvah. Harei mishkav tamei u'kishayale ha-mishkav min ha-mikvah yitar. And when you take the mishkav out of the mikvah, then it becomes tarshari, also lo tfila. So it becomes a mishkav azav in the mikvah, but it's still in the mikvah. It becomes tamei, and b'meila, when it comes out of the mikvah, it is no longer a... It is tar from being a mishkav hazav. Okay, so again, this is the discussion of aliyah min hamikvah, but that's the lashon here. All of it is tapag, which is a lashon that appears here, and the Maseches Yuma by all the tefilos of the Kohen Gadol. This is the discussion of Allah. This tapag also, is that halachically important? We have to know that he dries himself. What else do you do after you come out of the mikvah? Is this just telling us lamaisa what happens, or is there some significance to the olav in his tapag, as if the water on there has to be removed? Okay, either way, and he comes to Kegan Madura, and then he goes to the Bava Yashav Lo Eitzalach HaKohanim until it's time to go. Again, this phrase, Bava Yashav Lo. The question that the Rosh asks here, Bava Yashav Lo, he's Tamei Mei. He is Tamei for a day. Is he allowed to come into the Azara right now? Once he hears a Tful Yom, if you look in the Rosh quotes this, and it's Bali Tosos and a few places in Shas. I don't understand. If somebody's a Tful Yom, they can't go all the way in. Remember, the first Perek in Maseches Kalim discusses which Tamei people are allowed to go where. If somebody is a Mitzorah, they're sent out of three Machanas. If somebody's Tamei Meis, they're sent out of certain other Machanas. If somebody's a non-Jew, they're sent out of the Chael. Right? Closer and closer. And the Rosh asks, the Afa Pi, the first wide line of the Rosh. The Afa Pi she'ein Tful Yom nichnas l'machane leviya. Why is he allowed to go back in? So he's a Tful Yom. So how can he go into the machane leviya? So a couple of answers given. Rabbeinu Tam says that's only an Issur d'Rabbanan. It's only an Issur d'Rabbanan for a Tful Yom to go into machane leviya. And therefore, b'makom zeh, when he's already there, it's embarrassing. He's going to stay until the morning. Kai gavna lo gazru. Number one. The other answer given by the Rosh, and again it's quoted by others as well, there's only an Isser of a Tful Yom to be Nichnas, L'machna Leviya. But there's no Chiyav Yitzia for a Tful Yom. So if the Kohen is already here, we don't force him to leave. Masha'enkin, if he wasn't here, we wouldn't allow him to come in. The Isser, according to that Svara, is the Knisa. Machane Leviya. It's not the being in the Machane Leviya. If somebody's in the Machane Leviya, it's okay. But the Isser is defined as the Knisa L'Machane Leviya, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Two answers given. Maybe that's only the Rabbanan and Kehai Gavna Lo Gazru, or the only Isser is the Isser Knisa, not the Isser of being in there. It's the Maisa Knisa, not just being in there. Right? Similar discussion is had. We have this in Masechah Shavuos. What happens if a Kohen becomes Tamei in the Mikdash? At one moment does he violate being Tamei in the Mikdash? So, the Gemara talks about, if he runs out right away, at a normal pace, he doesn't go slowly, he doesn't take a long cut, that he's not going to violate, it's not going to be Chayav Kares. But if he takes his time, and he saunters, and he goes a long way around, wants to say good morning to all of his friends before he leaves, then that's a problem. Right? What happens if there's a dead sheriff all of a sudden that appears on the bottom of the on the floor of the Azara, somebody comes Tamei through it? So he's got to get out of there as soon as possible. But there's no Isser then if he gets out as soon as possible. Why? Because the Isser is the one of Knisa and of remaining there. That's there, remaining there. He has to get out as soon as possible. Here, it's the Knisa itself. Being there is not the problem. Okay. Yeah. Well, there are different levels. Obviously, there's an Issa Daraisa of Knisa Lamikdash when you're Tamei. Right, that's there's a covering all over Yorid you bring if you do a Peshogik, Tumas, right, in Parshas Vayikra. But certain details of the Tuma going into certain places, that is Drabanan. The Iker idea of a Tamei Nichnas LaMikdash, that's obviously Daraisa. But that might apply to only certain Tumas and certain places in the Beis HaMikdash.
Does that play into the discussion of Drabanans and the Mikdash altogether?
So, interesting, so does that relate to Ein Shvus LaMikdash? Say Shvus Mikdash might be certain things that take place within the Mikdash. Here, it's going into the Mikdash. So I don't know if this would, if you'd have the principle of Ein Shvus Mikdash by going into the Mikdash. Interesting. Does it relate to Kohanim Zrizim Haim? And then you would say, maybe only Kohanim are around here too, so it should apply as well. I don't think that, the Rosh did not say the reason it's Ein Shvus Mikdash. It's not why he said. He said, Pirjim Ben Atam, to Milo Drabanan Hain, Lo Gazru, Elishli, Kani Sham Tful Yom, Avam Lahubi Bifrim, and Zako Glatzes. He puts together the different answers. Okay. So what happens? So he goes to the mikvah and he comes back and sits with the Kohanim, Yotzei, Vaholechlo, and then he goes home. Why does he go home? Says the Mefarish, four lines from the bottom, first column. To Hoil Velo Yasa Avoda Mayasalasham. He's not doing Avoda anyway. Why? He's going to sit there all day in the Beis HaMokad. So he might as well go home. Or the opposite, not just he might as well go home, or Inami, Agav Chavivusa Ikri V'Oved Avoda. Because they, remember, the Kohen only works 2 weeks out of the year. At the end of the year, the Mishmaris work. So he comes, Tamei, so depressing how frustrating that is. He's been preparing, he's going to miss one of the days. So because he's so excited to do the Avoda, he might just not be able to control himself. And therefore, not just he might as well go home, but he needs to go home. He's got to go, because, or else he'll go up. Da'achta Amrina, and similar to me, Da'achta Amrina, like we say in the Perek Basra, the Perek Beis, this is Diyuma. It's a Bebemba Fisin. What do you do the Goro with in the morning? Rav Sheshe says you have to use the Big Day Kodesh. Why? The Amre Big Day Chol, Agav Chivusi, Mikri Vavi Avoda. The person's going to be so excited of being chosen, of winning the lottery, they're just going to run up to the Mizbeach. So we take precautions because we know the Kohanim are so excited in doing the Avoda. Again, this is something wonderful and it's a great midah, but it's also something that we know historically Kohanim misused this, right? Two of the most famous Kohanim that did this were Nadav and Avihu. The Netziv and the Beis HaLevi, both in their own way, described that was the Esh Zara. What does it mean, Esh Zara? It means there was a strange fire. They were on fire. They wanted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Netziv says, beginning of Shemini, says they were on fire. Agav Chavivusei. It's exactly this point. It's about Kerry sitting there. If we just let him sit there, we're worried that he's going to lose himself. Right? And that's why the Netziv says, beginning of Parsha Shemini, he says, Darshu Chazal B'Taras Kohanim, Amar Lehem Moshe L'Yisrael, Oso Yetzer Hara Ha'aviru Milibchem. Take out that Yetzahara from your hearts. V'tiyeh kulchem b'yira achas u'bavoda achas l'sharis l'fnei ha'makom. What does that mean? V'ha'inyan, the Netziv is talking. D'kfar haya b'yimei Moshe, kitos b'Yisrael, shahayu lahutim, acharei avas Hashem. There were those in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu that had a hot desire to follow Hashem, avalo al yidei gvulim shehigbila Torah. But they wanted to find their own ways. They wanted to come up with their own creative ways to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe knew this. He nekfar yoda Moshe Rabbeinu shakitos ke'ilam misnotzetzes. Ela shelo higia adayin ashar lehis paretz. Al kein bevo yom hisra'uz gilu shechina. So on the day when the shechina was going to appear, vahi beyom hashmini, on the eighth day of the Chanukah, al kein, on that day, hayatachlis tushukasam, they were all going to be very excited about it, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to warn them. Get that Yetzirah out of you, because it's a Yetzirah. And that was the chait. He says a couple of psukim later, that was the Nadav and Avihu. That was the problem, because they had good intentions, as they always say, but it was an Esh Zara. Me'esh hislavu shel avas Hashem, but that was a problem. That was chavivus ha-mitzvah. That's why we needed borders on Har Sinai. That's why we needed a fence on Har Sinai. Why didn't Hashem just say, no, don't come? Okay, wonderful. No, the answer is because we might jump up and we might be very excited, right? That was also the Beis HaLevi in Kisisa about the Maisa HaEgel. It all the same idea. That really was all came out of a desire to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it wasn't through the ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And that's why we always have to only try to get close to Hashem through the pathways that were defined by the 613 mitzvahs. That's how we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, within those pathways. And that's why he says the Mishkan was an antidote for the Egel, because every single detail, Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe, Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe, every detail was followed to the last degree. Okay, so that takes us through Yotzei V'Holech Lo. See, so he might as well go home, or he needs to go home, because he might come to violate. Okay, if we have time afterwards, maybe we'll read some of that Beis HaLevi, but we will now continue. Mi Shehu Rotzeh L'Trumas HaMizbeach. So, first of all, every morning, Trumas HaDashen. So, they get online after they go to, after they went to sleep, they wake up. Whoever wants to be in the lottery for the Trumas HaDeshen, Mashkim V'Tovel Ad Shelo Yavo HaMemuneh. They go to the mikveh very early. Even before the appointed Kohen who's going to do the lottery, before he comes, they go to the mikveh. V'chi Be'ez HaShav HaMemuneh. When did he come? Every morning, Lo Kol Ha'itim Shavos. There wasn't an exact time period. Pa'amim Shubah Mikirves HaGever. Sometimes he comes when the rooster crows. O Samech Lo Milafanav O Milacharav. Right, or before, a little before, a little bit after. That's why the always have to be ready a little bit before, just in case they had to have gone to the mikvah, because right after the lottery takes place, that's when the avoda is going to be done. What's so special about the rooster? Hanosin l'sech vevina. Every morning we mention the rooster. Here we call it kirvas hagever. So many of the Balei Machshava point out, because the rooster is already crowing while it's pitch black outside. It's very dark outside. If anybody ever went to sleep next to a lul, it's dark. You think you still have hours to sleep, and the rooster is already cock-a-doo, right? So the answer is because even when it's nighttime, they realize that the morning is coming, right? Lahagid baboger chasdecha v'munas chavaleilos. It's nighttime. We always, is it going to come? They're already making their sounds because they know. They know they could see in the darkness what we can't see, but that's the emuna that we have to do as well. That's the first bracha we say in the morning. Hanosin l'sech vevina. Good. First bracha is a shachar we say. Hamamune bavadav galen. What happens? The emuna comes and knocks. Vein paschulo, and they open the door for him. Amr lohen misha taval yavo v'yafis. Okay, whoever went to the mikvah, Yavo v'yafis could come and take part in the lottery. Hefisu, they do the lottery, right? One of the few they do a couple of lotteries every day. In the Beis HaMikdash, Hafisu, Misha Zacha, Zachabo. And whoever was Zoche is Zoche in it. Misha Zacha, Zachabo. Where exactly did the lottery take place? So, Machlokas, we've shown him. Did it take place in the Lishkas Agazis? Some say, right up, on the north side, right where the Sanhedrin sat. Machlokas, whether it took place in the Kodesh or not. Why? Tosfos Maseches Yuma on Daf Chafei says it did not take place in the Kodesh. Why? Because, according to some opinions, they had to take off their hat. How did they do the lottery? Did they use fingers? Right? Not one, not two, not three. Right? The fingers, they use the hats, and they can't, it's not covet to stand in the Azara, stand in a Makam Kedusha without the Mitznefes on. So that's why Tosfos assumes there in Yuma on Daf Chafei, it did not take place in the Azara. He says, "Denoto mitznefto shel echad mehen genai hayalamod below mitznefes ba'azara." Even for a second, and therefore Tosfos Yuma Chavei Ben Al says it did not take place in the Azara. Or the second approach, why it did not take place in the Azara? Maybe it was in the. Remember the Beis Hamokad. We didn't emphasize this yesterday. We'll get to this in Midos. Was half in Kodesh, half in Chol. It was on the border, on the north side of the Azara. So the bottom Tosfos in Yuma says, "Reb Yitzchak Bar Baruch Piresh." Mishum tahavi kaimi kibakulyar. Vimhayim afaisin bazar hayacharim el heichal Hashem. They stood in a circle. So some of them are going to have their backs to the heichal. Right? To the Kodesh Kadashim. Therefore, also, you couldn't do it in the Azara. So those various reasons. You don't want to be with a hat, without the hat. The chulu, that's why it took place in the outside of the Kodesh. There is a machlokas also. Achronim. Whoever wins. Actually, let's say this, the vart first. The Teferis Yisrael! It's not just this one is not in the Margolis HaShas. Nothing against the Margolis HaShas. It's a wonderful Chassid Shefer. But the Teferis Yisrael says, isn't it an unusual Lashon? Hamafayis Zacha Misha Zachabo. Of course Zacha Misha Zachabo. Who else is Zochid? HaZochid goes! Zacha Misha Zachabo? No, the Zocha one, the Zocha, who was already Zochid in Shemayim, is now Zochid on earth. Because everything is Yad of the Shemaya. says the one who's already been zocha. Lashon zocha misha zocha ulachar kfilus b'lashon. V'nirali derasa lomar. Tiyavagav shepilu goro. Lo hayaderach mikra. It wasn't just a goro. Rak me Hashem kol mishpato. V'rak misha roi v'zochui lakach min hashamayim. Hu hu shezocha b'goro b'chol avoda v'avoda. Yeah, we think, it was me today. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to have it today. Anytime there's a goro, right? Purim, right? Whatever it is, all Kadosh Baruch Hu is behind the goro. That's the Tiferes Yisrael right here in Maseches Tamid on our Mishnah. Based on that, but connected to that, there is a machlokas. Could whoever wins give it away? That's a machlokas achrodim. If I won, am I allowed to? It's mine. So therefore, I'm allowed to give it to whoever I want, or I have to do it. It's a bizayin. Design if I don't do it. So that's a machlokas. L'chora, whoever got it should do it. Again, the later pious about the Ketores, nobody ever gave that one away. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever gave that one away because that was a school for Ashirus. So that's why Ketores, which is connected to be a Sandakos, is like the Ketores because the child is like on the Mizbeach and the Sandak is the Mizbeach. Anyway, so that's, nobody ever gives away the Ketores because the Mishnah says that nobody ever could do the Ketores twice. Whoever did the Ketores once in life cannot do it again, right? Chadashim labakarim bo vafisu, the language of the Mishnah in Yuma. Okay, Viter minani mili. So how do we know? How do we know what we are? I'm sorry. Yeah, we're up to the Gemara. How do we know about the Mishmaros? Back to the first part of the Mishnah. Amar Abaya, Amar Kra, Vachonim lifnei Hamishkan, Kedma lifnei Olmoed, Mizracha, Moshe ve'Aaron ubarav Shomrim Mishmeres Hamikdash leMishmeres Bnei Yisrael. So you see Shmira in the Mikdash in the beginning of Bamidbar. Later on, we mentioned yesterday from Parshas Korach is the Mitzvah Saseh, but the Gemara already says there's a hint to it. Lamaisa is what was done in the Midbar. So Gemara says Amri in Shimur ba'alma Ashkechan deboy. Fine, I know that you need Shimur. The sheet that takes out the next three lines. But Mihu Masnisan Katani Bishloshim Makomos Akonim Shomrim Bebeis HaMikdash Vahalaviyim Be'esrim Ve'echan Makom. That's going to be in Mitos. But how do you know there are so many places that there are Akonim and Leviyim and they're in Shomer in different places? Not just that they are Shomer. But how do you know some of these details? Is there a hint to these details in the Torah Shebichsav that they had to be Shomer in different places? And remember, the Tiferes Yisrael said there were 10 in each place. So three places for the Kohanim, there were 30, 24 for the Leviyim, there were 240. Either way, that there are 20, Besrim Ve'echa, there'll be 210. Either way, how do you know that? And also, V'ilu Kra, Kohanim Ve'Leviyim, Ba'adi Adadiksiv. And also, in the Psukim, it seems like they were in different, seems like they were in the same places in the Psukim, while here we know that they were in different places. Right, so how do you know that? So where do you know some of these details from the Psukim? Says the Gemara, Amri Achi Ka'amar, V'achonim lifnei Hamishkan, Kedma, lifnei Olamoy Mizracha, Moshe. That is, put a comma there. Moshe Rabbeinu did that. Moshe here represented the Leviim. V'hadar Aharon Ubanav, Shomrei Mishmeres HaMikdash. Aharon B'chan Makom, Ubanav Bishnei Makomos. And his children, so that's what if you put a couple of commas in the psukim, then you could say that they're in different places. Mimai, midechsiv, achonim, viksiv, shomrim. Chonim luchud, v'shomrim luchud. The fact that he uses two different words in the pasuk means they are doing the same thing but in different places. Good. Eima kolu b'chad makom luchud, eh? Maybe each person is in their own makom. So the Gemara says, no, lo salkadaitach. Ma, Moshe, or Kimoshe, the sheet that changes it to. Kimoshe, ma Moshe, bechad makom l'chud. They just like Moshe could only be in one place. Af Aaron abada bechad makom l'chud. They said Aaron and his children are in one makom. Okay, Ravash Aram Sefi Dekra. Shomrim, Mishmeres, Lemishmeres. Three Lashonos of Shmira by the Kohanim, therefore you learn that they do Shmira in different places. This Gemara alludes to a very important topic, which maybe again we'll get to soon, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu's position. Various times in history, Moshe Rabbeinu wore different hats. We know during the Chanukah HaMishkan, he wore the Kohen Gadol hat, then he wore the, later on, that he was Mechanech, and then he took on the Levi hat, all different hats that Moshe Rabbeinu wore. There's even a question in Maseches Tainis, what did he wear? Did he wear the big day lavan? Did he? What was he actually a Kohen Gadol? But throughout, not only there's a question in halacha even. Question in the first parak of Sanhedrin, what status Moshe Rabbeinu had? Because if you look, and this is Rav Soloveitchik's question, he asked this in one of his Yartzai Shirim for his father, one of the Shirim Lezecher Abba Mari. He said that if you look in the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that Ein os in Sanhedrios l'shvatim el al pibetzin shal shirim v'yachad. We only set up Sanhedrins for Shvatim. We know there are three Sanhedrins, 320, 371. Whenever you set up a Sanhedrin for a Shevet, you had to do it with 71. How do you know that you have to set it up with 71? Because it says, Moshe Rabbeinu set up the Sanhedrins in the Midbar, and Moshe B'makam Shivim V'chad Kai. And Moshe was B'makam 71. So therefore you know, Moshe is B'makam 71. But elsewhere, later on, what's the source for 71? What's the source that the Sanhedrin of Gadol is 71? Because it says in Baloscha, Esvali Shivim Ish, Moshe Rabbeinu gets 70, plus Moshe, 71. So Moshe's 1. Is Moshe 71 or is Moshe 1? It's the same parak. Daf Beis and Daf Tezayin, which explains Daf Beis. Same parak and Sanhedrin, the first parak. Is Moshe 1 or is Moshe 71? So this and other questions, letter of Soloveitchik to say that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu plays two roles. And he plays two functions. Not just historically, but also, you can even get it, he was also medayiket, hadavar hagadol and hadavar hakashe. There's dvarim in Yisro, dvarim gadolim and dvarim kashe. What's the difference? We know, let's take edim. We know there are two types of witnesses in halacha. There's what we call edi birur and edi kiyum. Edi birur, two people, one person lends money to somebody else. So, do you need witnesses for that? You don't need witnesses for that. If the guy wants to get his money back, he wants to have proof, then he needs witnesses. But Reuven can lend Shimon money without any witnesses. He could do that, and he trusts that Rishon is going to pay him back. But if he wants to know that, he wants proof, so that's, he needs witnesses. Those are edi birur, they're mevarer. You don't need them, but they're mevarer. But what about, let's say, by a wedding? Let's say Reuven and Sarah want to get married, and Reuven and Sarah go in the privacy of they want a small wedding ceremony. They go to their backyard, no witnesses there, even if they have a video camera. That's Moshe v'Yisrael. He puts the ring on Sarah's finger. Boom! They are not happily married. Why? Because if there are no witnesses by a wedding, the marriage did not happen. It's not just about explaining later on and being mevarer. No, the marriage didn't happen. They're ede kiyum, edim b'mekayme davar hakasam adaber. You need that. Now, Rabbi Rosenzweig always formulated as, you need that transcendental presence of the witnesses to lend a certain validity, to lend a certain chashivas to the event. And if you don't have them, the event didn't take place. So that is edi kiyum and edi birur, two types of witnesses. Or sometimes Bezdin itself serves in different functions like that. Sometimes Bezdin's there to figure something out. You don't know what happened. Edi birur. Sometimes if you judge a Kohen Gadol, you might need a Bezdin of 71 even, just to be mevarer what happened, to put this Bezdin on trial, to put the Kohen Gadol on trial. But a lot of what the Bezdin 71 does is not birur, but it's kiyum. It's there as their presence is required, not to be mevarer, but because they're mekayim, the idea. With the Sanhedrin by Eglah Arufa, the Sanhedrin when they're being mosif on the azaros and on the ear, when they add on, when they expand the Yerushalayim, they're not being mevarer anything. They're just adding, their presence is required to be Makadish the area. So too, Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe it's the same thing Moshe Rabbeinu himself had different roles. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Mikayim, when he was Edi Kiyum, then he was only one. He's one Jew. If you need 70, if you need the presence of the Bezdin of 71, then Moshe Rabbeinu was one. 70 plus him. But if it's in the world of Birur, being Mevarer, figuring something out, Moshe Emes, Mesaraso Emes. Moshe is the source of all Torah Shabbat Peh. So you can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. What Moshe says is it. So Moshe, when it comes to Birur, he's B'makam Shavim Echad. Masha'en Kain, if he's regarding Kiyum, so then he would be along with the other 70. Again, many other rayas, but that's what he says. Vaita, we continue now. Says the Gemara. Beis Aftinus and Beis Anitzos. The two areas. The Beis Aftinus, the place where the Ketores was made, and the Beis Anitzos had, the Mishnah says, had Alios, Ibailahu. Alios Mamishavi, were they really two-story buildings? Rooms, Odilma, Tahavi Gavi, Mikvak Alios. Or were they just very tall? Right? Either way, that's the question. It's a tashma, ditzran. Well, let's prove it from the Mishnah in Midos. The Mishnah in Midos says, Shebet Safon, Sharhad Nitzodes. In the north side, the Mishnah in Midos goes through all the different sharim of the Azara. So on the north side, there was the Sharhad Nitzodes, where the light shone in. Kiminach Sadrahaya, it was an open area. Va'aliyah Benuya Al-Gaba. Says a Beferish, there was Aliyah built on it. The Mishnah Tamid isn't as clear, but the Mishnah Midos is Shakonim Shomrim Alamala Balavim Milamata. The Kohanim are above and the Levim are below. Upasachayalolachol, and it had an opening to the chol. So Beferish, you see that it had two stories. You might say, right, Maidahavahave, who really cares? Whether it had what's the where it says Hilchazal Mashicha sometimes. What are we asking this kasha for? We want to know what it was then? We already know, but based on English in the future, Yecheskel describes it. We have to know? Okay, kasha. You always give the answer. If somebody makes a neder that the, you know, I promised to do something for you, almanas, that this Beis Aftin has had two stories. You could always use that as a nafkamina. Okay. Minani mili, how do we know that the Kohanim Levim served in the different places? The Tana Rabbana, v'yilavu alecha v'yishar sucha. They will accompany you and serve you. Ba'avodascha, kasa medaber. They will accompany you and serve you in your avoda. Ata omer ba'avodascha, kasa medaber, o enu ela ba'avodasam. Does it mean in you, with your avoda, or does it mean ba'avoda sam, and not in the same places of one on the inside, one on the outside? Kshu omer v'nilvo alecha v'shamru, and the next words are taken out. So hari ba'avoda sam amur hamani mekayim v'yilavo alecha v'shar sucha ba'avoda schakas medaber. You know that they help you with your avoda. Haketzad konim shomri milamala v'alavim milamata. They're both in the same areas. Again, this is the kavod. The kavod is to have shomrim all over the place, even one on the inside of the door, one on the outside of the door. Good. Beis HaMokad. Let's talk about the next. Beis HaMokad, as if there's a two dots here. Kippa. It was a big domed room. Ubayis gadol haya. V'chad shomer hudavi b'beis HaMokad. Ask the Gemara. There was only one shomer at the Beis HaMokad. There were the three places. Beis Aftinas, Beis Aninas, Beis HaMokad. There was only one there. For Amini. But we learned in the Brisa. Shnei sharim haya b'beis HaMokad. There were two gates. There were two doors in the Beis HaMokad. Echad pasuach l'chel. V'echad pasuach l'azara. One is open to the chel. And one is opening to the azaras. There were two. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, but there's an echad nazasin l'azara on the one that was on the side of the azara that went into the kodesh. Pish pish katan hayalo. There was a little door right next to it. Shebo nichnasin livlo shazara. That's when they went in every night to check to make sure all the kalim were there that they were going to use the following day in the Beis HaMikdash. They went in to check. So it was more than one doorway in the Beis HaMokad. So why did we say there was only one shomer? Answer: Amar Abayi kagon tegabe adadi havikaimi. They were right near each other, and therefore sagi luhu b'chad shomer. Davi lahacha v'davi lahacha. Right, it was enough. One shomer is enough. Two doors were right next to each other, so you could have one shomer that looks over here and looks over there. Good. Mukav rovdin shel eved. As the Mishnah described, it had ledges of stone going around the inside of the Beis HaMokad. So rovdin mainihu. What exactly are rovdin? Gizarta de itztavsa. It was, right, ledges of hewn stone sticking out. The salkibu litztavasa. That went out and acted as ledges. That's what they slept on. The Gemara just says, did they use stone for the Mikdash? There's an Isser Daraisa in Parshas Yisro to use stone for the Mizbeach. That's why the Gemara doesn't quote that one, because we're not talking about the Mizbeach here. But it says that Shlomo HaMelech only used whole stones. So Amar Abaya, Demisakni Umaisi Meikara. Avne Zudrasav Avne Ravravasa. The only Isser, the only problem would be ewing them there in the Azara. But cutting them in the quarry and then bringing them, that's not a problem, and that's what they did there. So they ewed them outside. Kedichsiv, Avne Esser Amos, Avne Shmona Amos. They had different size stones that were brought. Good, just finishing up the next line. Zikni Beis Av Yishenim Sham, Ava Amal Ali Bemitos. Why don't they bring some beds in to sleep on the stone ledges? Amar Abaya, Lavarach Arali Yule Mitas LaBeis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is not a place to bring in your bed. Right? So you'll be a little uncomfortable sleeping at night, because you have to realize they have to be up and do the avoda properly. So that's not a place where we bring in our midas. Again, if you remember, there's a lot of symbolism related to the Isser of ewing stones. Right? Rashi quotes the Chazal at the end of Yisro that a sword is a makatzer and the mizbeach is a marich. Right, and it's Eino Roi that the Marech and the Makatzer should be near each other. So Shlomo HaMelech extended that to the entire Mikdash. No hewn stones, because we want to just have the message of Arichas Yamim in the Beis HaMikdash, because that's what the Mizbeach is the purpose of the Mizbeach is through its kapara element. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, again, we thank the sponsors. Today's show again was sponsored Lili Nishmas, Eliezer Leib Ben Yehuda, Louis Lester Levine, whose 20th yard set begins tonight, and it's sponsored by his children, his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren. Everybody should have a good Shabbos, and we will continue next week with Maseches Tamid.